Why is he getting in my boat? Doesn't he know how very tired I am? Why is he getting in my boat? Apparently, he wants to speak to the crowd. Apparently, he wants the safety of the boat and a little distance from the crowd. I don't blame him. After all, it was only a few days ago when he preached in the synagogue at Nazareth, and after his brief homily, the people took him to the top of a hill and wanted to kill him. He must have said something that really upset them. He must have made them really angry, and maybe that is why Jesus wants to get in my boat. Maybe that is why Jesus wants me to take the boat out a short distance. He wants to be in a safe place to say a few words to the crowd. I will let him in my boat. I will take the boat out a short distance. He will preach, and I will do what I almost always do when I hear preaching. I will sleep. I will take some time to rest. After all, I have been fishing all night. I am tired. But Jesus wants to get into my boat. He wants to preach from a short distance from the shore. It was just supposed to be a short distance from the shore. It was just supposed to be a little time to say a few words to the crowd from my boat, a short distance from the shore. But now Jesus wants to go out into the deep water. Jesus wants us to take him fishing. He is a carpenter. I am a fisherman. I know my business. Why is Jesus interfering in my business? I let him in my boat. I took him out a short distance. I even stayed awake while he was preaching. I've been fishing all night. We caught nothing. It was a bad night for our business. We might not be able to keep our boats and our business much longer. I am tired. I want to go home. And Jesus wants me to take him fishing. But there's something about Jesus. I will take him fishing. I am tired. I have worked all night. My business is in trouble. But there is something about Jesus. And at his command, I will lower the nets again. Do you know what happened? Do you know what happened when we lowered the nets at the command of Jesus? We caught fish. We caught a lot of fish. We caught so many fish that we could not fit all of the fish into two boats. We needed help to get the fish to the shore. And that means that we are now rich. A little while ago, I thought I might have to sell my boat. But now I may need to buy more boats. But there is something about Jesus. I'm ashamed to have him in my boat. He is holy. And I am sinful. I cannot keep Jesus in my boat. I will have to ask Jesus to leave my boat. I am not worthy to have Jesus in my boat. He needs to be with better people than me. I'm tired. I'm ashamed. I'm unworthy. Jesus needs to leave my boat and find some better people. Do you know what he said? Do you know what Jesus said to me? Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. Jesus did leave my boat, and I did too. Even though I was tired and ashamed and unworthy, and with the great catch of fish, I was wealthy, I left everything to follow Jesus. Maybe you are tired. Maybe you are ashamed. Maybe you feel unworthy.
But Jesus wants to get into your boat. Jesus wants you to take him fishing. Jesus wants to bring you to the shore, and Jesus wants to bring you to his table. And here he will feed you and love you and strengthen you so that you may receive everything and follow him. Amen.